Good evening. This is Shabashachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. The Governor of Arunachal Pradesh, Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik, graced the 12th convocation of National Institute of Technology, NITAP, at the DK Convention Center, Itanagar today. 371 students were awarded various degrees. Bishal Raj, Banishka Marwa, Bhukia Nageshwari, Kanish Seti Narendra and Jyotiranjan Satpathy were awarded gold medal as the toppers in various branches. The governor urged the graduates to cultivate a problem-solving attitude rooted in national needs. He advised them to embrace adaptability and lifelong learning. Placement of 95% with more than 100 companies showing interest in NIT students and 5G lab having facility to research in the area of communication is commendable, the governor said. The Northeast Entrepreneurs Meet 2026 was held today at the Silver Jubilee Auditorium, Nearest Nirjuli, Arunachal Pradesh. The meet was organized by the Northeast Business Foundation in collaboration with Institute Innovation Cell, Nearest. The event aimed to foster an inclusive entrepreneurial ecosystem across Northeast India. It brought together experts from different backgrounds and grassroots leaders sharing their ideas, building collaborations and exploring opportunities for sustainable growth in the Northeastern region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. tomorrow. It will be the 131st episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. 58 out of 84 households from Sitang village signed an MOU with the government of Arunachal Pradesh conveying their consent to facilitate the pre-feasibility report related activities for the Siang Upper Multipurpose Project. The MOU signing took place in the presence of Minister R.D. and P.A. Ojing Tasing, Chairman SUMP Tamio Taga, Deputy Commissioner Siang Tai Tagu, Chief Engineer Hydropower Basin Siang Karam Parme, State Nodal Officer SUMP Atek Mew and other officials. Kao village of Anjao districts has been officially adopted by Dr. Kaling Darang and his entire team of ophthalmologists from Arunachal Academy of Ophthalmology in collaboration with National Program for Control of Blindness and Visual Impairment under its mission of free universal eye health coverage. Under this adoption program, they will be conducting regular free eye screening camps, spectacle distribution, cataract detection and surgery support, school eye health programs and awareness on preventable blindness in the area. The Faculty of Languages, Rajiv Gandhi University, organized two special talks on the occasion of International Mother Language Day today. The event was organized by the Department of English and the Department of Hindi jointly. Professor Dipendu Das from Department of English and Foreign Languages, Assam University, Silchar, Assam, and Dr. Lakshman Prasad Gupta, Department of Hindi, Allahabad University, were the speakers on the occasion. The Arunachal Unemployed Registered Pharmacists Association celebrated its first Foundation Day at the Tomo Riba Institute of Health and Medical Sciences, Nahalagun. The association's president, Pritam Bagang, stressed that every pharmacy practitioner must be registered with the State Pharmacy Council to prevent malpractice and promote ethical pharmacy practices. The Avenue for Joy Foundation successfully conducted a comprehensive first aid training cum road safety awareness program at the Nyokum Community Hall, Bandedua. A technical session by Dr. Murli Ethe of the Indian Red Cross Society, who provided vital first aid demonstrations, was the highlight of the event. The foundation also showed its community commitment by distributing hygienic kits and blankets to attendees. The initiative was conducted in collaboration with the Papumpada District Road Safety Council and the Indian Road Red Cross Society. In the ICC T20 World Cup, the Super 8 stage began today. In the opening clash of Super 8, New Zealand is taking on Pakistan at the R.P. Madrasa Stadium in Colombo. Pakistan won the toss and elected to bat. However, the match has been delayed by rain. Meanwhile, India will begin their Super 8 campaign against South Africa tomorrow. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.